Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The all-new Bernstein and Rahimi Show. Middays, 9 a.m. to noon on The Score.
Everybody's your friend.
I try.
Smart, funny, and friendly sports talk for your workday.
Every caller is an idiot.
Dan Bernstein.
I will murder your whole effing family.
Layla Rahimi.
I don't think that jerk cares, actually.
Bernstein and Rahimi.
Hashtag blessed.
9 a.m. to noon.
My God, that's Layla Rahimi's music.
On Sports Radio 670 The Score, a radio.com sports station.
Happy snowy Friday in Chicago as we broadcast live from the Hyundai Score Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. Plenty of football talk and other things coming your way today with Anthony Herron joining us at 10 o'clock. We've got the Midday Midway at 10:40. Robert Mays, the Chicago-based national NFL writer for The Athletic, host of The Athletic Football Show, is going to join us at 11. Got some Bulls conversation as well. And it looks like it's going to be a pretty newsy baseball day that will be touching base here and there on some names and some possible signings. Arbitration figures are set to be exchanged today, and sometimes that drives some agreements, and also there may be some agreements on some new baseball rules as we're getting some news that's starting to trickle in. 312-644-6767 is our phone number. That's the Score listener line, powered by BetQL. Bet smarter, beat the books. Download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com. You want to send an email, you send that to Bernstein Rahimi at 670thescore.com. It is there that we stream, so you can listen live at 670thescore.com. Your texts go to the text zone, brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin. Save time, shop online at rosenhyundai.com. When you text, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. Twitter is at Bernstein Rahimi. She is at Layla Rahimi. I am at Dan_Bernstein. You download the radio.com app. You stream The Score on your mobile devices. You can interact with the show on Facebook by liking the 670 The Score page. And there's also the Twitch stream, twitch.tv/Chicago670TheScore. You go there, you can see us, you can engage in a very fast-moving chat. And Brian Gertsch is the moderator of the chat, the director of the video feed. Jay Zawoski, our executive producer, and Rick Camp is on the board. What did you take from the McCaskey appearance yesterday?
More of the same. I know he was trying to qualify the structure of the organization. I think that was the main theme that I got from it, was him saying that he is the one in charge when it comes to Ryan Pace and Matt Nagy's fates with the Bears. But it just was more of the same as far as the decision-making process, the priorities, what went into it, and what he decided was the most necessary. Now, I'll say this every day. When it comes to George McCaskey, I appreciate him doing that. I appreciate him being available. I appreciate him participating. I appreciate what he's bringing. But I don't think he's bringing it from a football side. And that's the problem. And he kept reiterating that Ryan Pace is the football person. But if that's the case, then who's evaluating the football person? And that's when it comes back to him saying that that's him. And I don't necessarily know that I agree with that structure, given the product that has been on the field and the results in the draft and free agency for the last 6 years. But he did want to clarify it, and I applaud him for that. I just don't know if it helped a whole lot.
It would almost be better if I wasn't so convinced that he really is a true believer in all the stuff that he says. There's an earnestness that betrays almost a naivete. And you always want people to tell the truth, and I don't really mean this as it sounds, but I'd almost feel better if I thought he was lying about some of this stuff, and this was just sort of a cynical way of saying, yeah, we're running it back and we'll figure it out later. But they really believe that they have this terrific culture. You know, some of this stuff is okay. You know, some of the questions that I always have when they say, did we get the quarterback right? No. Did we win enough games? No. Why is that okay? Because you say you didn't win enough games. You didn't get the quarterback right. And then to just say, well, so what? This is that. That's just how it is. But because of their culture and because of sticking together, they really believe it. I don't think they have the culture they think they have. You know, that to me is the disconnect. And when we played Olin yesterday, and all the stuff that Olin said, and all the evidence that's there, and everything we know about they in that building, they see these guys, and they see the interactions, and they see the collaboration. There's a lot that goes on outside that building. There's a lot of places that you can see things and hear things and know what people think about what's going on and talk to people and get their opinions. It's to me, it's just this earnestness of the family ownership that just comes across as kind of in their own little bubble that is deprived of oxygen and sunlight. And I'm fearful. And I've got too much evidence that's what's still going on.
Provincial. I would call it a provincial attitude. It is not we have eyes and ears on the rest of the league. And in the influences that he brought up in the previous press conference, he talked about legacy team ownerships and the president of the Cardinals who lost to get you into the playoffs, who have their own issues, by the way. But the most telling comment that he made that wasn't from an organizational standpoint, it wasn't from a this is how our building runs standpoint, was when he once again defended Ryan Pace for not going through the same due diligence with Deshaun Watson that he did with Mitch Trubisky and Patrick Mahomes, and then said that was done in some sort of way to fool people. When I don't know how not interviewing Deshaun Watson fools anybody. It just means you didn't want to have the same process with him and you didn't draft him. So none of that to me says you fooled anybody except for maybe yourself because you drafted the wrong dude, which Ted Phillips said yesterday or the day
before. I'm glad you brought that up. And Rick, if you could just grab that chunk about his when Parkins was asking him about Pace's process with Deshaun Watson. I think we should listen to that because if we actually look at the facts of the case, he is right that sometimes there's skullduggery, that sometimes you will try to make it look like you're more interested in someone and you will downplay Yep. your interest. But the fact is they drafted Trubisky. So had it been strategy to throw everybody off the scent, what doesn't add up to me is you traded up. You were so afraid of not being able to get Trubisky. First of all, you did have dinner with Trubisky, and then you traded up for him, and you took him. The only way that the strategy of not having dinner with Deshaun Watson works is if you had done the same for Deshaun Watson. Otherwise, it's not a head fake.
By the way, that too is insular. That too is not being self-aware. That too is the same idea from the top down that you talk about, where you don't want anybody else to check you on your decision, not even John Fox, who looks pretty smart right now.
All right, let's hear what George McCaskey, the chairman of the board of the Bears, said about how he would evaluate the process that resulted in Mitchell Trubisky and everybody being all in and in love with him.
Well, we talked about all of the things that went into Ryan's performance over the course of his 6 years with us. You mentioned that it's been widely reported the process was flawed. To me, that's somebody's conclusion. Just because you don't take somebody to dinner doesn't mean, in my opinion, that you've made a complete evaluation of that person. And sometimes a lot of those things are done for strategic purposes. You know, you hear all manner of stories, especially the closer we get to the draft, of intrigue and trial balloons and trying to send somebody down the wrong track. So, you know, it's a lot goes into that. And in my opinion, the football guy has to be given wide latitude to carry out his plan the way he thinks best.
It was not only, it was reported in fine detail. This wasn't one little one-liner rumor that came at the end of a Peter King column. This was a huge, like, magazine-style piece done by Rich Campbell and Dan Wiederer of the Tribune. Like, you know, a timeline of this from every angle. So it was extremely well reported that the Bears just didn't have interest. How is that okay? Why is that okay?
I don't know. I don't know about you, but every time somebody didn't want to take me to dinner, I assume they weren't interested. Nothing right? different about this process. Now is there?
They won't acknowledge they got it wrong. They won't. He said, I mean, the closest they got was Phillips saying we didn't get the quarterback exactly right. No, you blew it. That was a great quarterback draft. You picked you traded up, you gave up assets to pick the wrong guy.
Have we gotten the quarterback situation completely right? No.
Have we gotten it completely right? No, it's not even close to right. You don't have a quarterback right now. Have we gotten it completely right? Come on. Come on. Pace said he was all in. He said, guys, I'm all in. I'm fired up. I'm all in. And he busted out, and he's still at the table.
Have we won enough games? No.
Yes. Yes, you have. Yes, you have. You have won enough games. You clearly have. They're still here. They've won enough games.
You're so mad you can't even appreciate the belch that was dubbed in from the Grobber call.
No,
everything else is there.
No, it's not. It just isn't. Oh man,
You know who made an excellent point about that, by the way, and we're going to hear from him later, is Robert Mays. Like, that was one of his big sticking points on the Athletic show. Was no, not everything else is there.
They just say things. They say things, and then we're expected to say, oh, okay, well, that's
again,
fine.
The collaboration.
I want to hear from a general manager when we come back who at least sounds like a real person, and is he speaks in a way where you think, okay, this is a guy who understands what's going on and is comfortable enough in his own skin to be who he is. Unfortunately, he's not the general manager of the Bears. He was actually a candidate to be general manager of the Bears because he was their pro personnel director, but he didn't get the job. He got a job somewhere else. We'll hear from him next on The Score.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
You know, not to get fixated on the past, you know, we're focused on the future, but I think you're right. You always have to learn through every one of these experiences and what we go through. And we can talk about that today. And I think as I reflect back, and you're going to hear this word a lot today because it's true, is collaboration. The collaboration that Matt and I have. And I just have a lot of confidence in doing that together because it's boded well for us in other positions we've selected. So that's what gives me confidence as we enter this offseason.
One blandishment after the next. You're so tickled by that. I love it.
Yeah, we're 12. If we can't laugh at burps and farts, what are we doing?
What's the point of human existence if we can't? Bernstein and Rahimi with you Monday through Friday, 9 to noon on Sports Radio 670 The Score. And by the way, I just found this out during the break. I was conversing with a Bears source of mine who says they're getting pounded. They are getting absolutely bombarded fans. And this morning, that the blowback that they're getting from their regulars through all of their various channels is noticed. I don't know if it means anything to them. I don't know if there's any effect. But the fact is, they are dealing with a really intense blowback here. Let's compare and contrast what we just heard. Ryan Pace right there. Well, Ryan Pace got the job over, among others, Chris Ballard, who was a longtime Bears scout. Jerry Angelo hired him, and then Ballard eventually worked his way up to director of pro personnel, and Ballard then got the job as GM of the Colts. You remember back in early first week of June, shortly after when the Black Lives Matter protests, he was just wonderful in talking about his approach to that and what he's learned and how he's talked with his players. He was emotional, he was honest, and deeply human when he was talking about that. That was some of the best stuff that we heard came from Chris Ballard in the aftermath of that. Well, on a lighter note, this is Ballard talking about his job and what some of these, especially the quarterback position, what it means to how he's perceived.
All of you go back and look at first round quarterbacks drafted over the last 10 years. It is not an exact, I mean, everybody just thinks you take one and you're going to fix the problem. Look, taking one will get y'all off my ass for a little bit. But the second that guy didn't play well, I'm going to be the first one run out of the building. I promise you, we get the importance of the quarterback position. But taking one, and the difference between just taking one and taking the right one is the key, you know, in our minds. We'll explore it. We'll examine it. We'll go A to Z on it. I promise you. That position never leaves my mind, and it's something that we want to get fixed. But it's also, there's got to be a little bit of timing and luck come into play when you get it.
Bam! Just like that. That's all there is to it. That's all there is to it. A winner!
How hard is that? And you're a Texas drawl expert. What region is that?
Well, first of all, he is from Southeast Texas. Interesting fact, Ryan Pace and I are from about 20 minutes from each other. The Dallas suburbs. But he's from Southeast Texas.
Well, Pace doesn't have an iota of a draw.
No, but mine comes and goes too. Southeast Texas is a whole other country. But that, I'm just surprised that at his age, he hasn't lost it. Like, it's still there. He's from south of Houston, which a lot of people don't think is physically possible, basically.
I thought Houston was close to the Gulf.
He's in the water.
You still got 60 miles due south after that.
Okay.
Yeah, it's weird. It's weird. That's why the flooding is so bizarre there. Like, it's all right on the... They call it coastal floodplain. Yeah. So he's... He's such, but like, he said everything. He said everything in 1 minute. He talked for 68, by the way, Ballard.
68 minutes?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So we talk about 87 and whatever. And there are GMs who don't talk at all. We don't like you. We want you to talk. Tell us what's going on. But didn't he say everything just perfectly? Like, just tell us the goods. That's the goods.
Yeah. The second that guy didn't play well, I'm going to be the first one run out of the building.
Maybe not the first. Usually they come for an assistant coach first, and then they'll come for a head coach before the general manager. But you compare and contrast with how wrong the Bears got it. What a total swing and a miss it was. And then as recently as yesterday, they're defending the process. You've got the chairman of the organization saying they didn't get it wrong enough. They didn't. There's no penalty for that. And I know sometimes that's twisted or illogical thinking to say, well, you got that wrong, therefore you must be fired. But to me, it's about how many bites at the apple you get. And they also their collaboration resulted in Nick Foles. They were paying Chase Daniel $15 million a year. Signed Mike Glennon to $16 million a year. It's like, they're not good at it. What more do you need to have a track record of not being good at it? That's what I don't understand.
Well, and that's what J.J. Stankovic asked when he said, what makes you think that on the fourth swing you're going to get a home run when they've been strikes the last three? And we didn't get an acceptable answer either. Here's the genius of Ballard's comment. He bought himself time as well. He bought himself time. Because he said, listen, if there's not a quarterback that fits our organization in the first round, then we're not doing it. And that also tells you how precious and crucial that decision is. And that insular vein, with which you talked about earlier, that insular process that we saw from the top down, was reflected in the way Ryan Pace went about Mitch Trubisky. And yesterday, George McCaskey doubled down on it.
When you think about the image of Mike Glennon at the Bears draft party at Soldier Field and how blindsided he was, John Fox was, and everybody was, how many organizations would do that? Would put together, I mean, to throw that draft party, there's a lot of people involved. That's a relatively big lift. It's your building, it's your coach, it's your newly minted free agent quarterback. And still, as in evidence to your insularity, if you had an inkling, if there was even somebody said, hey, you know, it might be kind of awkward for Glennon, maybe we want to have somebody else there. Like, you tell your marketing department, you say something without saying, and if you can't keep it within your building, and if you're worried about somebody leaking that out so somebody's going to steal your guy from you, then you don't have the culture you think you have also.
That if this you year have is my the, year.
If you have all this great collaborative, working together, sticking together culture, then you say, you know, I know Glennon's supposed to be there, but maybe, look, we don't know where we're going to go with the pick, but let's just have someone else out front. And the fact that didn't get communicated speaks to this just being a one-man thing where Ryan Pace made his call, decided on it, and did it.
And George McCaskey was okay with it.
Yes. Yeah, we learned that yesterday. Okay enough.
George McCaskey defended it. Ted Phillips was not okay with it, or at least wasn't okay with the result. But George McCaskey was. And to me, every time we say culture, just replace it with the phrase, we really like Nagy and Pace. And if you replace it with that, then it makes a lot more sense now, doesn't it? Just, we really like Pace and Nagy. End of story.
I think that's
what
I do
think that speaks to the culture that we have.
that's you're right. That's the truth of it, is they like him enough. There's just enough inertia there. But the way that all went down, and I think that Parkins in his question yesterday was phrased it correctly. It's how is that process okay? How is that good enough when the results are obviously bad? And obviously, you don't pick up his option. He's not going to be back, or it's highly unlikely that he's going to be back. I know it was said yesterday that as long as Nagy's here, Mitch will not be. And I don't know if it's Foles or who it is, but boy, there's so much discomfort. And if the Bears are getting pounded via the phones and the emails and what George called his hate mail and all of that this morning, I can certainly understand that they come by it honestly. Anthony Herron is waiting in the wings, and he's going to join us next with his thoughts on the Bears and the NFL. And Bernstein and Rahimi on the Score.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.